Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
Gillette officer involved shooting has been deemed justified. Plus, we have late-breaking news regarding the abuse of a three-month-old baby boy. I'm Chris Brentel with your news. We start with the Gillette police officer-involved shooting investigation that has ended. The shooting happened on November 13th, and it all started with a 911 call when the caller reported 31-year-old Cody Ammon had shot up her boyfriend's vehicle and left in a purple and black car. A Gillette police officer noticed said car near Butler Spaeth and East Box Elder Road. When Ammon pulled the vehicle over and the officer pulled behind him, Ammon reportedly immediately got out of the car and fired shots at the officer. The officer then returned fire. As Ammon tried to elude the officer, he still chose to turn and shoot at him. Ammon was then struck by the officer's bullets and went down. Ammon later died. Eyewitness accounts confirm the facts of these events. The events took about 15 seconds to happen. Now, Crook County Attorney Joseph Barron made the ruling and determined the use of deadly force was justified and no charges were warranted. New developments now, and an absolutely disgusting story involving the abuse of a three-month-old baby who suffered 31 broken bones. The mother of that child, 28-year-old Keisha Bullinger, has now been charged with one count of felony aggravated child abuse for failing to act on multiple alleged incidents of abuse that happened to her son. The ongoing abuse was inflicted to this poor baby by 28-year-old Tyler Martinson, who has already been charged. The infant was flown to Colorado in order to be treated. The hospital staff who treated the infant reported multiple broken bones, including broken ribs, legs, and ankles. Now, the mom, Bullinger, faces up to 25 years in prison. We'll keep an eye on this developing story. Hey, did you flip on your radio dial and I was done with my news? Or I was in the middle of it and you missed a story? Or you flipped on our stream and I was halfway through news and you wanted to hear a certain story? That's okay. You can hear the full report at basinsradio.com.